We live. Pre-show is on. What up? What up? Share if you want.
Share preschool is on.
My phone's over there. I'm going to go get it and share it real quick.
All right. Fuck, I forgot how to do stuff on my phone. Let me pull shit up.
Push the button.
Press the screen.
Press the damn button.
There's a screen that you press and stuff.
You're like you're making me think of that Riker commercial.
I'm on my phone. Yeah. I get it done right now. Yeah. What the fuck? Every time I hear that, I'm like, this is the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's like a song that's not a song. Mm-hmm. They were like, you know what? People's attention spans are horrible, so let's make a stupid jingle like we always have that nobody likes, but let's just make it 3 seconds long.
Right. It seems to have worked. It's horrible.
Everybody remembers it.
And the most uncoordinated black woman ever. You ever seen that? Seen her dance on there?
No, I've never seen this commercial. I have no clue what any commercial
is. It is horrible.
I get my phone. I go to Riker. I get it done right now.
That's all it is. Repeated like 50 times.
Well, you hear it every time you get on YouTube. I hear it all the fucking time for the commercials. I don't have spiffy whatever YouTube that doesn't have ads.
It's called YouTube Red.
Yeah.
Then step up your game, bro.
You mean RedTube? Yeah, I was going to say, I only know about one Red YouTube.
Is a different thing.
I mean, is it though?
I appreciate the hub.
Yeah, me too.
The hub of Lowe's.
I'm more of a clip hunter man myself.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. What up, one viewer? Stay tuned. We're coming live in just a few.
I can't find the damn link.
I went to, if you click this little menu right there, you can click, you have like a weird Facebook app.
Oh, there it is.
All right. If you click it, it'll probably start playing, but you can click share, whatever.
I'm fitting to share it right now.
All right, man, bro. All right, man, bro. We're coming live in just a minute.
What are you guys doing?
We're about to do this thing. It's called a podcast.
On your phones, you fuck.
we're sharing it to our Facebook for folks who may want to watch from there.
All
right. Yeah. That's where we're going live, right on our Facebook, on Deck One Dealt.
I can do the same.
All right, feel free. I mean, if you're embarrassed about being on a Juggalo podcast, feel free to not share.
I don't give a fuck.
That's the true Juggalo way, bro. That's what a true Juggalo would say, wouldn't you agree?
Fuck yeah, man.
That's how you know it's like truly in his soul.
You mean a hubalo?
Yes. All right, what up, six viewers? We're coming live. We got six viewers, man. You
damn.
We better strike while the iron's hot.
My wife just left me a 3-minute voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus. Do you need to go handle that?
Hell no.
All right.
That's why we're blathering hubalos right now.
3-minute voicemail?
Yeah, bro.
When's the last time you got a 3-minute voicemail?
Tell me you're blathering.
Question is, how much did you fuck up?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Who calls people?
And I'll never find out, because 3 minutes is an unacceptable amount of time to leave a voicemail for. So.
All right. You ready to go live?
I'm ready, bro.
Yeah, all right. Let's go. I'm going to click main. We're going live. Ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Is it the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
What's up?
Whoop,
howdy, y'all. What's cracking? My name is Kyle, aka Keezy, if you want, and this is my main man, Carver.
Carver Law, y'all.
And we are back, ready to do the best Juggalo podcast in the world, Deck One Dealt.
Yep.
All
some,
right.
Some people say that.
Yeah, I say that.
Yeah.
And I'm a Juggalo, so I'm allowed to say that. All right. So
today we're hubalos.
We're hubalos. We got some special guests today. We're just gonna dive right in, and then we'll get to cracking. All right. Ready, fellow hubalos?
Yes.
To my right, this is my main man, Sean.
What's up, Gibbles?
What up, Gibbles?
What up, Gibbles?
What's up, Carver?
been a while, man.
Yeah, it always has been, man. We're always kind of missing each other. It's all right.
I like the threads you got on, man.
Yeah, show that off, man.
Old school, man.
See that shit?
It says Juggalo on it.
Yeah. Old school.
That's an old school Juggalo baseball jersey. I remember when that was like the only thing that said Juggalo.
Yeah, I know.
We need to modify and get a Hubalo one, you know?
Right.
All right, and then over here we got... You want to say your name? Do you want to make up a funny name too?
Isn't that Raising Cane Sugar Shane?
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought it was Crazy Christian.
Wow. That shit is way too
That's
long.
A different podcast.
Way too freaking long. Can we make that a little shorter?
No, it's every time we refer to me, Raising Cane Sugar Shane.
Raising Cane Sugar Shane.
How you doing, Shug?
There we go. All right.
Oh, Shug.
All right. I'll take that.
That's right. Kind of like a guy who killed a bunch of people, though. So I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. But
it fits.
Right.
Why are you crying? It fits.
Doesn't.
Yeah, I guess so. So today we are gathered here to talk
about
the gathering.
We are actually not going to the gathering this year.
We're not.
And it's nothing. It's really not anything new. We haven't gone to the gathering in probably like 15 years.
Oh, so. Yeah. It feels like it's been forever.
I think the last gathering I went to, I think it was with you, was what? 2006?
I think it was 2006, yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken.
Me and you snuck into one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was that the first one that was here in Columbus?
Legend Valley.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I remember going into that one. I was like, man, I don't know if we're going to be able to get in. Fuck. And I think Paula said something like, no, you can get in. Trust me.
Yeah. No one's paying attention. It's a mud fest.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it was, man. I was there. It was a complete mud fest.
And I remember we walked up there and we just walked right in. No one was saying shit. We thought we were going to have to sneak in. Remember?
Yeah. Remember we tried to like make fake shit and like have like chains and like different garb and like, we're supposed to be here.
I think
like orange vest on.
Yeah. I think I had even camouflage or something in case we had to sneak through the woods.
No one cared.
And then we just get out and like, we're like, what the fuck? And I remember we walked
Were you wearing
in.
Your ghillie suit? I'm sure you were.
I think I might have been wearing
the pants.
No,
we definitely had an elaborate plan to like go through the woods and all this crazy shit. Then we just pulled in just to scope it out. And people were just walking straight.
Yeah. and I remember after
I remember. I went through the one. I was there that year.
Yeah. Me and Chris performed there that year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
On one of the little side stages.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we actually performed there. But
sweet.
I remember us walking around. And some of the other juggalos like were looking at us and they saw we didn't have any charms. I remember this one dude was like, God fucking damn it. I fucking paid for this shit.
Right.
Like he was mad as fuck.
No, I recall, I thought I could have swore we were like wore show your shit, Kyle.
Oh yeah, so, I got busted out all my juggalo old gathering of the juggalos charms. You'd probably be able to see them if I showed them on the front cam, but I got it says all the years on them. So 2004, 2003. 2002, that was the Peoria one. That was the first year they did the metal ones.
Yeah.
So I recall like doing that to try to be like sneaky as fuck and like.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? There's a 2001 right
they
there.
They won't notice that I'm not wearing the newest one. I have all the. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's. Right. I think that's why they started making them different shapes.
So I'm going to say either the 2001 or the puzzle piece, which I think is 2003.
You know what? Oh, yeah.
2003, yeah.
Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah. They did start getting really cool. Like, I feel like the last one, I think this 2004 one.
Yeah, they started getting shit.
Or was it? Yeah. It's like all, this one's like super cheap and shitty. This 2005 one. It's just like laser etched, which don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that
cool,
might have been the last one we went to, right?
2005?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably 2005.
Garrettsville.
It was 2006 because that was in, Pataskala.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I wish I, you know, thinking back, I wish I would have went to the, like, I think they did three in a row here, and I didn't give a fuck about going at the time.
No.
Yeah, what that back then?
Yeah, like, whenever they were here in Thornville or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, we went to all the Garrettsville ones.
Dude, there was a lot of, just in Ohio, there's been, like, 10 gatherings in Ohio. There was the three in Garrettsville.
Right.
Or, no, Nelson Ledges.
Yeah, remember? that's Garrettsville.
Okay, right? That's Garrettsville. And then we had the one in Pataskala, and then it was went to Legend Valley, and it's been in Legend Valley like many times.
Okay.
It was just in Legend Valley last year.
Okay. Yep. That's what I was talking. I wish I would have went to those, like, or at least made an attempt, but, you know, it's just harder to find time to get away to go to a 4-day fucking concert, you know, these days.
For
sure.
But,
You know, that's why if the pod pops off, we can just do a show there next year.
Yeah, I'm down.
You know, we'll be there. See y'all there.
We're gonna be at the.
We'll be there talking shit on Twisted.
No, we should have done this a year ago so we could have built up to the Super Gathering.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Now we have to wait another 10 years to go to the 30th.
Yeah,
we'll have canes and shit by that point. Are you serious?
Well, of course, we got Sugar Shane raising cane. Right?
Man, callback, like
whatever the fuck.
Yep.
Well, I did have I asked Shane and Sean to join us today because they went to a few of the gatherings with us. How many do you think you guys went to collectively?
I went to all of the ones that you
all the same
to.
Ones.
Yeah,
I went to four total.
Four total.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one did you miss? Or
I missed the first one.
You didn't go to the first.
You guys
which was
to.
Second. Technically, the second year.
Peoria.
Yeah, we started
that.
Going in 2001.
Toledo was the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, which is this? I remember this is the.
That's the camera up there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the program for it, and which I actually liked that I think I had that shirt.
Yeah, I got that. Oh yeah, I was gonna show those too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a few things show and tell. I got the gathering books from back then. That picture is always so cool. That was the one they used in the alternative press, I think, too.
Yeah, it was from that photo shoot.
But yeah, you had to get the or you didn't have to, but the program actually said when all the shit. If you didn't have a program, you didn't really know when the shit was.
Yeah. You couldn't just check fucking social media.
Yeah, we didn't have social media or smartphones back then.
Yeah, this was really the only way.
Yeah. That's just weird to think about.
Not to mention that map was pretty crucial as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember busting that bitch out a bunch.
I remember bits and pieces of this gathering, but I just remember like just being in awe, like because I was at a fucking... just an ICP event of that caliber. Yeah. And it was literally just like shock all day.
No, I get it.
Then you would just run in, you would just go see whatever was, you know, whatever you were near.
Whatever you happened to, yeah.
It was definitely like an overwhelming experience for the first time. Like you didn't realize there was so much going on all at the same time.
Yeah.
And now it seems like they do even more at the same time. Right. So, I mean, they got like concerts literally all day and all night now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I think that the logo they have this year is fucking dope.
That Tom Wood art, the superheroes where they're like Jay had the mask on and shit.
Well,
I mean, that looks
I'm just
too.
Talking
that's
about
sweet.
The emblem.
Yeah.
Like
oh yeah, that is
it
really
almost
tight.
It reminds me of like a Superman
type shit too.
Yeah, but also like a Superman type thing, like yeah. Like Superman, like they're going for the you know, like the superhero costume feel.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
That's really dope though. But yeah, Tom Wood did the art that has like Violent J and like a mat. Oh, Shaggy's wearing like a big like superhero costume. Have you seen that picture? I'll show you. Let me see. It's really sweet.
I mean, this year.
Where's it even at this year? Is it, it's in
Indiana?
Indiana,
okay. Yeah. Indiana.
Anywhere specific?
I can't remember.
Now, I'm sure it is somewhere specific, but I don't know. We'd have to look it up.
Thank you.
How you gonna
it's
do
a mystery.
How you going to do Shug like that?
Shug. Let me look it up. Hold on, wait. Ooh, let me Google this. Come on, Tom Wood Gathering.
But yeah, man, this would be the year to go if we went back. Like,
yeah, no,
honestly,
yeah.
Like the fact that I'm missing it, I'm like really pissed.
I like
at
how
myself.
A bunch of tables came up.
Oh, this is it right here.
Cute.
Okay, yeah.
Super sweet.
Yeah, I did see that.
That looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, they actually wear those costumes as well. I think they actually really have those costumes made.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. Like, yeah, Tom Wood was selling like prints of this and shit, I think.
Springville, Indiana. Yeah, that'd be dope. That's probably like the main poster for this year. Yeah,
pretty
imagine.
Close. I mean, I can't imagine it's more than like 2.5 hours away or something.
Yeah.
Man, I'm literally half time. What is it? Is it going on right now?
No, July 31st. Oh, okay. You got a couple weeks, man.
Yeah.
It says right there, man.
You can prepare. You can still prepare.
I can't read, dude. I'm a fucking juggalo.
Public school didn't do me no favors.
Well, today we're blathering hubbalos.
Yeah.
This is the Gathering of the Juggalo tribute episode, the blathering of the hubbalos.
Of course. Here, let me show off my shirts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do that.
Shirt time, man. Shirt time.
Shirt time. All right. I think I got shirts from every fucking year. Look, I'll just make this quick, but like I got the first one from 2001 we went to. I actually ended up buying that one the next year because I forgot to buy it the first year. They had it for sale though. And then like this was the next year logo.
That was what, this one?
I do have the
No, that was 2002 Peoria.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. That was this one. And it, the, by the way, it's not Garrettsville or whatever the fuck it's called. It's Crystal Forest.
Crystal Forest, yeah. Okay.
There's the this one here. Travis said, show off my Faygo. Faygo did send me a sticker. I'm going to... I'll have to go get it. Oh, yeah. And we stayed in the Dark Forest. This is the... I think we stayed... Me and Shane were talking about this. We stayed in Chaos, Dark Forest... Chaos, I think. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember Chaos.
Chaos was like the first year we had like shit right in the front. Like
We were right by the club Chaos, weren't we?
Yeah. We're like right as soon as you walked in, right by the stage. We're like the we got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that main path.
There's the dark it's green, so you can't see it. There's a Dark Forest shirt.
That looks kind of creepy though with the eyes floating.
Yeah, it actually does. There it is. Hold on.
It's magic. Yeah. I don't out of this movie magic you got going on.
I know, man. We're crazy. And then the last one I got is the 2005 Chaos one.
Yep.
I'm glad I kept all that shit, though, because...
some old-ass shirts, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, they're like 20 fucking years old.
You just tossed them down like trash.
Yeah, they are. I've shown them on the podcast. They're not going to get any more use.
When you put those back in that storage case, put some mothballs in there.
Seriously. Yeah.
Why? Do they smell like moths?
No, so moths don't eat them.
What? Moths eat the clothes?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah, there. Yeah, actually, there's truth to that. Let's get this. Let's Google it.
Didn't want to get on a moth. Didn't want to get on a moth tangent.
There's definitely some shit that eats clothes, though.
Okay.
I don't know if moths do that.
If you say so, dude.
Yes, mothballs. So your clothes don't smell like moths. I think that's what they're for.
But
I'm gonna pour us some.
Yeah, man, hook it
some
up.
Bourbon, man.
Do it, dude.
Shug with the hookup.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went to 2001, 2002, and then 2003 it started in the woods. And that was a big shock too, because we were used to being in buildings and the big centers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I remember they hyped it up. This is the first all day gathering.
Yeah.
All day and night stuff's going to be going on, and like, you know, it kind of was, but sure. And then we get there and
I think that's when they started making it like 3 and 4 days, because the first couple were only like 2 days, I think.
Yeah, and I just remember getting there and being like, this is amazing. Like, I fucking loved it. And I still love that spot in Garrettsville. I go back to that. Like, I was going back to that shit once a year there for a while. I haven't been there in a while, but I love that place, man. The cliff diving was going, you know, you could do that. And I don't know if they let us... When the gathering was there, I don't know if you can. They let us cliff dive.
They ain't gonna let some juggalos cliff dive, man.
But if you go back there, you can cliff dive.
No, we definitely. I think didn't you try to cliff dive when we went? I'm pretty sure you cliff dive when we went the first time.
Well, I don't remember. Yeah. But maybe, and then they might have like roped it off the second year or some shit. But
because the juggalos can't swim.
Yeah. So I remember what was big about that first year in the woods, first year in Garrettsville.
Yeah, that can be Sean's. Hand it down.
Oh gosh,
this can be yours, Kyle.
Now, what is this?
It's bourbon.
Shout out the brand.
It's Larceny Bourbon.
All right. We're some real hubbalos right now.
Yeah, man.
Are you just drinking yours out of the bottle? What are you doing?
No, I have a glass.
Fucking maniac. This is just a podcast. No, they did. We cliff dive, said Ryan Michael Gross. He said that he cliff dives.
Oh, yeah.
He
knows what's
up. What's up, Ryan? He was there with us, man.
What's up, Ryan?
We were in cahoots that weekend. We didn't even know.
All right. Oh, yeah, man. Who else we got in here? John Grizzly.
Toasting to the juggalos.
Yeah.
All right. Too bad we're not going to be there, yo.
What you mean? Gross. Son?
Hate that shit.
You know what, though?
I'm waiting for the face.
I'd rather that than beer.
That's so disgusting.
You want a chaser right here?
I got a chaser right here.
Look at this.
You got Faygo.
You got an ice cold Faygo made by me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Did you actually make that specific one?
I did.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, I don't know. Let me see. I probably did. It was made on May 31st.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought like I had your fucking initials on the bottom or something.
Oh, man.
That would be sweet, though. I should start doing that.
Could you actually sneak that in there?
Yeah, I probably could.
Motherfucker makes Faygo. I can't believe that shit.
Well, now that I said it on the pod, I'll get in trouble, but that would be cool.
Oh, wait. No.
I'm not talking about that Faygo.
No, I don't mean make a I'm allowed to talk about make a Faygo. I just didn't want to talk about
initials.
I can't put my initials, man. Probably, probably in deep shit. Because my whole job is to make sure like that code is correct. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is technically. You're just adding something to it.
I guess so. I guess so. But yeah.
So juggalos, don't talk shit. Because
that's my life.
Wake up with some poison in your system after drinking some Faygo.
Yeah, you never know. Well,
just talked about how I get in trouble. And you're like, my poison and kill your whole family.
I literally like mix Faygo.
It's just initials in it.
You know,
it's all hypothetical situations.
Just be careful.
I do implore everyone to go buy Faygo so I continue being able to support my family.
Absolutely.
Buy Faygo.
Nice spin.
Okay, how about this? Give me some Arctic Sun.
Oh, I wish. We only make
Aztec Sun. Sorry.
No, it's Arctic Sun, but we only make a few different kinds of Faygo where I work.
Since I had any.
We make like grape and orange and cola and Red Pop and Twist.
So real quick, while we're on the Faygo, a real quick story. Back in 1999, when I was in high school, I was in an art
class.
Damn
you old.
Yeah. We were in an art class, right?
Yeah.
And my entire Faygo had a contest back in 99 to make a new flavor. You could enter in a contest.
You send a little
template of the Faygo label, and then you would design and just name the Faygo and shit. You send it in. The whole class did it. Mine was Carnival Cotton Candy. 1999. When did the Cotton Candy Faygo come out?
I don't know. You want me to Google it?
It's only been out for a few years.
I remember it being... Well, yeah, you're right. I think it has only been out for a few years.
But it's not just that. The label I made back in 99 looks like the label that they have on their bottle right now.
Yeah? Same exact pink and blue?
Why do you think I use the pink and blue scheme?
Because that's what color cotton candy is, of course.
But it's also Carnival of Carnage.
Yes, correct.
I called it Carnival Cotton Candy, so they jacked my fucking idea. Fuck you, Faygo.
You're before your time, man.
There it is. Faygo Cotton Candy. Yeah,
it's
man.
Beautiful, Derek.
That you saw that drawing or anything?
Thank you. No, we sent it in.
Oh.
Yeah, we sent it in. They kept all our shit, obviously.
Of course.
And they're pulling it out of the fucking...
So there's no proof. Perfect. No. How weird. No.
Actually, Ben can vouch for me because he was in my class.
Yeah, he's not a liar.
Nate was in my class.
Oh, also not a liar.
Look, there's Ben right there. He joined the show. He said, pretty sure it was your label. And so did thousands of other people, probably.
Yeah, well...
At least one other.
All right.
That is sweet, though.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll never know.
What's your favorite Faygo? Let's go around.
Moon Mist.
Wrong. What's yours?
Wait, you go, Sean, because I think mine's his.
Mine really is Moon Mist.
Fruit Punch.
Wrong. What's yours?
Rock and Rye.
Rock and Rye.
Rock and Rye. Rock and Rye is the best.
Rock and Rye really
is the worst.
I'm not. Rock and Rye is delicious.
Stop it.
Love Rock and Rye.
Rock and Rye.
How dare you?
It is really good.
But you know what's a close second for me?
Yeah, that's
grape.
It's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Can't fuck that up.
My favorite actually was pineapple orange, and they stopped making it.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I did. How could I forget about that? That was
You really like that too?
I did.
I'm the only person that remembers it being like exceptionally good.
No, I did. I would get that every fucking time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they still made that shit.
The candy apple. That's actually who won that contest back then in '99.
Yeah, I remember
candy
that
candy apple. They put her picture on the label. Yep.
It looked like it was drawn with crayon.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that shit.
And it was good as fuck.
Yeah, it was. I remember getting that like before. The first time I ever saw it was we were painted up, went to the food center, painted up like with our teenage
faces. The name of the corner store we had in our hood.
Yeah, the food center. Rip, yeah.
It's still gone, by the way.
And then we went in there to buy Faygo because they always had Faygo.
Oh, is it gone now?
Yeah, it's gone, bro.
Yeah, it's
like
kinda...
what, the past year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's what we saw it in there. Like we bought several 2 liters and drank that shit.
And I was lightweight butt hurt when I saw it because I was like, this bitch won. God damn it. Maybe.
I think, didn't ICB enter that contest and they supposedly sent in Insane Clown Cherry Cola? That's the story I heard.
They probably did, but that would have been cool.
Yeah.
If they would have won.
And I think they actually did get the most votes, but of course Faygo is not going to.
Yeah. Maybe Faygo was like, hey, I can't, I'm only going to make flavor, like the. Whoever's going to win is going to be the one I can make a good flavor out of.
Yeah.
And they just didn't conceptualize like a good cotton candy flavor until now.
They probably had the flavor already.
Yeah.
They were just banking on someone to send similar.
Right. That's possible.
Yeah.
That's probably more likely.
But
Paula's listening. What up, Paula? I think she was with me when we found that candy apple, actually.
Yeah.
That shit was good, man.
Yeah, it was. I think they still make it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
It has an orange label now.
Yeah, I don't know all the flavors. I lost touch, man.
That's weird to hear, though, that you only make like four flavors a year.
I don't know. I don't know what I've asked around like why we do that, and no one really knows.
Huh.
I think it's just like we make like the most popular ones or some shit. Gotcha. It's the only logical explanation I can think.
I mean, can you even order that shit online? Can you go and go to like Faygo.com and order?
I don't think so, because I see motherfuckers online on all these Juggalo groups bitching all the time because they can't get no Faygo.
Okay.
I'm sure you can get it from somebody trying to mark it up and make a bunch of money off you. But.
Probably. You can buy anything online.
That's weird they wouldn't do that, though, because you can make... Maybe they're a distributor, so that you have to have a retailer to sell it.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
You know what would be dope? If actually Faygo did start working with the clowns, and they made like a ICP like line of Faygo.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Like Carnival Cotton Candy would be in there, the clown cola. Mm-hmm. They could have like Crystal, bring back Crystal Pepsi, maybe like Crystal Faygo.
Okay. Pepsi tried to do that and it failed.
Like Diamond Faygo?
Yeah, Diamond Faygo? Rain Faygo.
Boom. Oh, it would just be called Diamond Rain.
Yeah, there it is.
Man. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Dude, Faygo, if you're smart, Faygo, do that. Faygo, yeah, I know you're watching.
Are you talking to yourself? You're part of Faygo now. What do you mean?
I'll tell my boss.
Right, yeah, man.
Right up the ladder.
Yeah, see if you can pitch that.
I'll pitch it. Yeah. I'll pull the boss aside, be like, look, I got this idea and I don't know who to tell. It's about Faygo.
That cool story. Please get it back to work.
I do tell them all, tell people at work that I'm DTF. Down to Faygo.
I was like, that's thinking, I'm like, wait a minute.
Or you can even say it's drinking tasty Faygo. Derek's DTF, or Carver's DTF right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the fuck's Derek?
Yeah,
who the fuck is that guy?
I don't know. People always say that name.
Mitch, you're listening. Thanks for listening to this. He said he dropped this, Malinkola.
Oh, nice, man. Good. Yeah, they can do Joker's cards, part of the, yeah, man, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
God. Come on, Faygo. That was a little weird.
No,
sorry.
I'm happy for that. Like, that's pretty awesome.
I'm passionate about it, man.
No. I was just like, All right, Carver. Whatever he says.
Anybody want my bourbon?
No,
I'm not drinking that shit.
Drink it,
come
on, pussy.
Dude. Drink it,
fuck,
man.
Are you fucking kidding?
Hey, what hey, the fuck?
We
don't.
We gotta pre-talk about this.
We don't say the P word.
What, pussy?
Guys, come on.
All
dude.
Right, it's hashtag
2019.
Hashtag me too, man.
Hey, fuck you, Carver. I'm gonna say what I want.
God,
you fucking god dang liberal.
Well, if there's any
snowflake,
if there's any kids or you know young women listening, just you know.
Meh.
Don't tune out. We will settle this and clear this road here in a couple minutes.
Shut your mouth.
We'll see.
Yes.
All right. I'll try to drink my bourbon. I'll try to power through it over the next like hour.
Anyway,
just shoot it.
So I had.
Nope.
Does anybody have a story about, let's say, the first year in Crystal Forest?
I want to go back. I had a story earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, I go ahead.
I mean, that's kind of what this what it's for, like, right? What
my number one memory of the first year in Toledo, I don't remember a lot of it. I remember it being overwhelming and kind of crazy and kind of I was didn't know how to take everything in. But I remember vividly our friend Nick went with us. Mm-hmm. He's a slightly bigger fella and he went with us and he like wanted to enjoy it, but he walked so much because there's like tons of walking. He like rubbed the entire sole of his feet off from walking.
But it was only one day of walking.
His feet were gone. Like, so like the entire rest of the trip, he sat in the car or the hotel the entire trip.
Yeah.
And he loved it.
Yeah. He loved it.
But he loved it. He was like, yeah, I'm not like, cool.
I really enjoyed it, but I guess my feet are gone now, so I can't do this anymore.
Well, I remember talking to him. I was like, Nick, don't you feel like bad that like we all went out and partied and hung out the gathering and like you were at the hotel the whole time? I kind of feel bad. He's like,
don't. I loved it. I got away from home. It was peaceful.
Yeah, he really did love it. Yeah. But I felt so bad because
it's such a Nick thing.
He came that whole way and like
he literally wrote in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
Like we put a cap on
day
my truck.
One, his feet were just like if you were to like put your feet on the ground behind a pickup truck and skid your feet for like miles, that's what it's gonna look like.
He's Flintstones breaks.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a picture of
that's
him.
What I remember from that gathering, I swear to God.
Yeah, that's really funny. That's a great one. I have a picture of him sitting in the titty booth. That's one of the
classic, man. Yeah, where's that at? You got let's pull that out.
I got it right here. Well, it's in like these. You can look through these, but I'll look it. Like the titty booth for obviously no one knows, but there was at the gathering that for the first couple of years, it was in a convention center. So there was literally like booths, like Faygo Lovers had a booth. Mind you, like every, there was like a 100 Juggalo websites at the time. Every one of them had their own booth. There was like a Mars booth and a fucking wrestling booth. There's booths for everything. But one booth was just blank and no one was using it. And we were like, this is a wasted booth. Let's take it over it. And like, we just being dumbasses, like got in and pretending like we were like hawking something. I think we just bullshitted with everybody walking by, but in all honesty, all my favorite memories of the gathering are just bullshitting with people.
Yeah.
But so for whatever reason, we started like, and this wouldn't fly probably in 2019, depending on how today's juggalettes go, but we just started harassing every girl that walked by to show their tits to us. I say harassing, but it's more like a, hey, yeah, show your tits.
Yeah, we were reasonable. You know? If they didn't want to.
We're like, okay, you don't want to. It's all right. We respect you so much. We love you. You look, you're very smart.
We really did in those exact words.
It actually was very similar to that.
We actually would say funny shit like
that. It was weird, though, that you may bring that up because it was like so Wild Wild West, like, yeah. Grabbing a booth and like just taking it over like that would never fly.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wouldn't fly. No. There's no
but way. What's interesting is people started like taking to it. Like a lot of girls were like, yeah, hell yeah, juggalos. Like,
yeah, it was definitely a thing.
Yeah, like, it was consent. It was
all consent.
Yeah.
but so other than that, like people started joining. Obviously, at one point we had like probably 50 people around our booth, like all like chanting, jugging it up. Showing tits. Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was a great time. It was like, but those moments are like why you go to the gathering. You know what I mean? Like, it's so organic. Like,
yeah, we had the titty walkway or the titty hallway.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. We did, the next year, I think we did the titty walkway at Peoria, yeah. Which is where we stood on. There was one entrance like to get in or whatever. We it really sounds creepy now I'm saying it, but
yeah, you're real creep. You started it. You made us all do it.
I really did.
Kind of like this bourbon that I'm making you drink now.
Yeah, exactly. We stood on both sides of it allegedly, and like all the girls walk by, we're like, titties, show your own tits, like, you know, like that, and like many would, and you know, it was really a lot of them just laughed at us. But we saw a lot of tits though.
Well, we saw a lot of them because we were, you know, we were kind of a rad clad young. You know, we were like young bucks.
We were rascals.
We were some whippersnappers for sure.
And I think, you know, I think they wanted, you know, I think they liked it.
Sean,
man.
You were a rascal.
I definitely had like blonde tips back then. That was, I didn't recall that until I looked at these photographs.
We were all young, good looking guys, and the girls were eating it up, man.
Yeah, they were. Did you find any gems in there that you wanted to wish to speak of? Did it spark anything?
Yeah, I couldn't find that picture of Nick, though.
I just saw, oh, you know what? Hold on.
But yeah, when you're ready, we can switch the camera to show a few pics if you want.
There's if you do want to skim through that, I picked my favorites out of the album right before the show.
Okay,
and that's what those are. But I left a lot of good ones. Those are all my favorites from all the gatherings we went to. I got a legit real photo album of a lot of pictures. But
yeah, what is this? I haven't
just
seen
like your mammy has of you when you're a child,
right? But these were all my favorite pictures. Like we actually had to. I took pictures with my disposable camera. We took them to Walgreens or whatever, got them developed, and this is what we ended up with.
Bro, you're even dadly back in like 03.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How so? Look, I wasn't dadly. I'm there like hanging out with fucking skanks, bro.
Sure, buddy.
Come on, how dadly is that? I'm hanging out. Well, I got my arm around a sexy skanky juggalette.
So if you want to, you can pull out that, like you can just show some pictures and we can basically commentate on what was going on in the picture, right? And like what it
Oh,
is.
You know what? Here, I'll show. I sent my 10 favorites I sent to my email. Let me pull that up.
Okay, cool. That helps. That way we don't have to switch the camera around.
Yeah. But if we have other like gems that you want to share, we'll absolutely share them by doing the front cam. Let me pull this up.
Yeah, because I don't want to do this where we're thinking of something. It's like, oh, hold on, let me try to find that picture. Sure.
Mitch said he asked if that Workaholics episode was accurate. Did you guys watch that?
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
Not accurate, but very funny embellishment.
I did watch it, but I don't remember much about it. But I do remember it being like, it wasn't offensive. You know what I mean?
I recall it being the funny part about it that sticks out to me, which has been a long time since I've seen it. But it was like, ooh, poop. And there's like, he picks up a piece of poop and there's like, people are just, there's like shit all over the gathering and people are like walking through it. Like, that's like funny. Poop. Yeah, I remember that.
That's really funny.
Yeah. And that's not too far from the truth. Remember when we were like, we were in Chaos District across from the Porta Johns, and I think they overflowed it one, or like were like super full or overflowed at one point.
Dude,
like,
it was every day.
Yeah, so that's not too far from the truth.
I want to show this one because I think I'm what's going on, and this looks pretty funny.
All right. So this is going to be on the table. Here, let me pull some of this shit back here.
I still can't find that one with Nick, by the way.
Oh, man. I'll look for it. Maybe while you're talking.
Yeah, I lost interest anyway.
That's all right. This picture right here is just us at our campsite. From left to right is Brian Fink. Then there's Sean right here. Then Carver there, a very young Carver. And our homeboy Chris. And then there's Shane there at the end with his blonde tips.
Who the fuck is Shane?
Oh, excuse me. Sugar Shane Raisin Cane.
Raisin Cane, Sugar Shane.
Sugar Cane Raisin Shane.
Fucking eyebrow piercing in that picture.
Your frosted tips.
I think I had my hair dyed green.
Yeah,
something.
You did. And Chris is wearing like wacky makeup. I think I took this picture. That's why I'm not in it. But
Them was the Green Book days. So
yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense then. This picture I included, it's not the best picture, but I included this because this picture was significant because this was in, I think this was in Toledo, where everybody stormed the stage.
Oh, I remember that
ICP set.
Fucking crazy.
Or was that Peoria? I think that was Peoria, actually.
I don't remember.
Did the Faygo like war. Remember that?
No,
shit?
Peoria was that big. It was in the Coliseum thing, remember?
Yeah. But remember they did like the Faygo, like they did like a Faygo war where we're like throwing shit at people. Like they had Faygo out in the stands and shit or out in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit.
That's when we stormed the stage. Happened.
You're right. Yeah. That was Toledo then?
I think it was Peoria.
Okay. So this picture, nevertheless, I get them confused, but
wait, hold on.
It's irrelevant.
Look at the date.
Oh yeah, it probably would be on there.
Look at this guy.
Good call, man. This picture, when everyone was acting crazy and storming the stage, I hopped on the stage and took this picture from the stage. But that's just
people got trampled and all kinds of shit.
You can see like all the way to the back, like how packed all the jugglers were in this fucking room. Ben says it's Toledo.
I want to say it's Toledo too, but I don't think that's the date.
Isn't this the same time like Shaggy or somebody got their chain stolen and came out in the crowd? Do you remember that?
Ooh, I don't remember that.
So check this out. This one doesn't have a date, but then there's these others that do have dates that say 2002 and this one don't. So I'm thinking this is 2001.
Okay.
Or else it had the same 2002 date on the back of it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't want to throw...
Weird logic.
Ben says Toledo. Anyways, nevertheless.
I'm thinking it's Toledo.
This is me and Carver with Norman Smiley, the wrestler.
That is Peoria.
Yeah, that's that one
2002.
Is.
2002.
That's me and Carver with Norman Smiley, the wrestler. He was on WCW at the time, pretty popular.
The Big Wiggle?
Was that his move?
That was it.
Oh yeah, I remember that shit. all right.
Normana Smiley.
This Eric's on here too. What's up, Eric? Eric said you got on stage in Peoria. So I
think it is Peoria.
I think it was Peoria too.
I'm pretty positive.
Here's why I think it was.
We went on stage both gatherings.
That might make sense because I remember being literally up front on the gate for Peoria for this show right here.
It was definitely Peoria.
You know, look how
in my memory. And we had I'm telling you, they did the Faygo War. They like did the thing where they had the Faygo out in the crowd and everyone like got to participate.
Okay,
with, like,
but check this out. It was way bigger. The floor was way bigger than that last picture. Way bigger.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking legit, like you know what I mean?
Where Peoria was definitely, like, if you remember when we went to Toledo, it was inside a convention center.
Yeah.
So it was, like, small.
Yeah.
Peoria was, like, a fucking amphitheater or, like, a...
Where they do, like...
It was like if you were at Nationwide Arena.
Exactly. Like a smaller version of that.
Eric said that pic was taken when Alex was talking to us. I don't really
know. Yeah, so that's when... So, real quick, in this one, girls were showing their tits. The cops were getting mad.
This shit was crazy.
So,
in the convention center, girls were showing their
tits. In the convention center. So the cops grabbed a chick and the guy and her boyfriend started swinging on the cop. Yes. And that caused basically like a lightweight riot.
Yes.
And they started fucking shooting tear gas and shit.
And that's what caused this. I got the news article on. Oh, right here. Oh, no. Is that it? Or was it this?
This is it here.
Look, police pull plug on posse as faithful mob the stage. That must have. This was from 2001.
This is it here.
This is the Toledo story.
No, this is from Peoria.
Okay,
which is what this photograph is
right here.
Okay.
Oh, it's shit! God damn it! Let me get a paper towel.
Hold on. I got you.
Keep talking.
I got to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Thanks. All right. So.
It's all good. My bad, man.
What are we looking for?
It's all good.
I was just going to show. I had one that I thought had the aftermath of the riot, which I think is this one. Yeah, this says Insane Clown Posse Gathering turned sour, but this says Peoria. Was that when we got kicked out?
Yeah, that's when 2002 was Peoria's. Thanks, when we bro. Got kicked out. And this is 2001 when we stormed the stage.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I get them conflated.
Okay. So 2000, we're quick. 2001, we did storm the stage, mm-hmm. and they basically ended the show a little early. 2002, I'm sure we stormed the stage as well, but that's also the year we got kicked out because of the women showing their breasticles.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, that like riot situation where they literally tear gassed us and kicked everybody out, which was in this picture, which I'll go back to that. This is where everyone's kicked out and the cops are literally like yelling at us. Or I'm sorry, Jump Steady actually may have been talking.
Yeah, it was Jump Steady.
He was like, listen, you all need, if you want to go back in and have a juggalo time, be cool. Like, we got to listen. We got to be cool. Like, we got like literally a lecture.
Yeah. And he said, you know, if you guys are showing tits, just gather, like circle around the girl so no one else can see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He started like giving tactics on how to do it.
That's funny. I don't remember that. Yeah. That's a funny moment though. But nevertheless, Ben says Peoria was when everyone got kicked out of the building and Jump Steady came out with a megaphone to tell us to chill. So there it is. And by the way, for those the uninitiated, Ben was on one of our episodes. I can't remember which. The Riddle Box episode, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling people to chill. I was like, bro, I don't want to fucking get kicked out. Yeah. Just stop. Like,
thanks, bud.
If she shows her tits, like, just don't let anybody else see it.
It's all good. It's covered
just
by
crowd.
That.
Just crowd around her.
Yeah.
That start. Was crazy, though. I do remember feeling like my eyes. I didn't get direct hit.
I think we were in like
eyes were burning. It was fucking terrible for sure.
Yeah, I think we were like on the second floor or something, and then because I remember looking down over.
I remember seeing the people that were involved in it for sure.
So this picture I took, like, it was near the stage.
2003, right?
Yes, this would have been the first year of the campsite. I think. So this picture's Shaggy with no makeup, just casually riding around on the golf cart. He's wearing like a ninja suit of some sort, like a gi.
I'm pretty sure is this when we were in Chaos? I'm pretty sure, like the first.
I think so. I have other pictures of when they were like just driving around with their makeup. I think I have a couple of them on
that. Year was pretty cool just because we were like close to that Chaos Club. What was it called again?
Club Chaos.
Club Chaos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they came to that. That's what I think where this picture is taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which it was just so cool, like for them to be like, they're literally driving around on golf carts 5 feet from us.
There's
no
a picture too of what's this guy's name again?
Carver.
Carver. Has like his,
come on, Shug.
The puppet. He has the puppet going. Like,
yeah. Like, that picture is a classic one, too. You should tell the story of Jerry, too.
But that wasn't 2003. That was 2002 or 2004, I believe, right?
I don't remember the year specifically.
No, it might have been 2005 that I did that. Yeah, it was 2005.
Yeah, because I think 2004 we did Bush People. Then 2005 we did. You had
Puppet Pandemonium.
Yeah, and that's when you were like, was that when you said, "Have you ever seen Fern Gully?" Or was that was Bush People?
Yeah.
Bush People is Fern Gully.
So I had this picture, which I made sure to include in here. This is Carver and our homeboy Chris.
That don't even look like me. Jesus Christ.
You have green hair, bro.
That was the actual JCW stage they were wrestling on that weekend, but they did a like open mic kind of rap contest, and you guys entered as Co-Fusion, and this was you guys rapping on stage. It was pretty cool.
And that's how we met Hatred.
Ah, you're right.
After that, Hatred came up to us and was like, man, that was dope. And then like all him and all his friends and shit started chilling with us.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. So yeah, that was just a great moment, like just personal though, more to us, obviously. Not, you know, the viewers may not care.
Real quick side story on that. So while we were in there, I was like, hey Chris, man, let's wrestle. He was like, all right. Like, I think he didn't want to, but he was just in the moment, so he's like, okay, fuck it. And I leg dropped him and I knocked the wind out of him. He was pissed. He was like,
yeah, couldn't rap and shit. I do remember you guys, like, you sounded like a little bit off because they didn't have like proper monitors. Yeah,
I remember that too.
So you were like rapping slightly off beat. Yeah. I mean, it still sounded good, but I knew the material, obviously, but that was unfortunate. But the moment was so cool. Like,
yeah, I didn't care. It was just like, fuck it. We got up there. And I actually went up and got on stage in 2001 too.
I actually got in the battle contest in 2001 that
for real?
V Sinister won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got murdered, but like I went up and did it.
Yeah, that's sweet, dude. Those are great, great moments. There's a young Carver with Jump Steady himself.
What the hell is wrong?
Oh my God. And we just happened to see him like walking around, if I'm not mistaken. You know, he was
Isn't that
like,
a Barry Sanders jersey?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe what's
84.
The other one? Yeah. So that was a cool one. There's a Carver with Shane. Sugar Shane, Chris and a couple of random skanks, but
guilty against skulls. God, dude,
that's stupid.
By the way, I love that Malenko visor. You still got that?
No.
Oh man, that was a good one.
I don't know who that wasn't mine. That was Ben's or something.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Eric was asking if 05 was the year of the Lloyd Bank site bros.
Nah, we talked about this.
Yeah, policy.
We're definitely gonna get into.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a minute.
No, that was, yeah, that was the last year we were there, right?
I think so. They turned us off from ever going back.
Yeah. Well, that was the last year it was that.
No, this is chaos. I'm wearing a chaos fucking shirt right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I believe
2003.
I believe this is the first year we had the prime spot.
Yep.
I believe, not to throw out Chris, there on the right, he shit his pants and came back in the, like, had no pants on that night. Eric had no, his tent was like floating in a moat at the time. Yep. Like, we had some crazy times with that.
We have to have a part two so we can have Chris tell his story.
Yeah.
Man, they are fucking great.
Well, Chris and Ben on, and Eric. There we go.
That's for sure.
We'll get that.
We can just consider this kind of like just a pre-gathering episode where we're just building it up.
Yeah.
And telling some little shit. And then we'll have Chris on because he's a natural storyteller.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that was it for my favorite pictures that I picked. That guy back there kind of looks like my dad almost.
Yeah, he does. I was going to say that. Yeah, yeah.
Just keep an eye
on us.
I know.
Did you have any more pictures or?
That's all the ones I have digital on here that I wanted to share.
Well, if you want to flip it down to the camera, I'll show a couple.
Yeah, should autofocus too. So if you
New Carver pimping.
All right, so that's me with my blonde hair, my stupid fade with a Carver. And a couple of random skanks. We really enjoy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you random skanks. You're lovely juggalettes.
Well, what really brought this one out is like I look mad that like you're getting like your face are in the tits and I'm not. Don't I? I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, you do.
You look pretty angry.
When was this? I remember this.
That was Toledo, I think.
Yeah, that was 2001.
I feel like I might have taken this picture.
Yeah, these girls actually. I followed them around. Like I was like, this girl has such a fat booty.
Oh yeah,
we definitely followed. They did the they did like the whatever Miss Juggalette contest.
There's a picture. There was a picture of that.
It's in the photo album.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got a picture of them like on stage doing the Miss Juggalette contest, and like this one in the black here, she takes like Hershey syrup and like squirts it all over herself, and she ended up giving me the bottle from that.
Oh, wow. I got the bottle, dude, from that random hood.
Look, I was such a degenerate. By the way, mind you, I was like what 20 at this time.
Yeah, we were young as
18,
fuck,
19, dude. 20, or somewhere around there. I was a stupid idiot, but all my main goal was like
you're way more mature and better now.
Absolutely. My main goal is I went around like trying to take pictures like of and with chicks. Like that was all I gave a shit about.
Yeah, of course.
But that was like some of the most fun.
I remember this picture and I always liked this picture for some reason. That was like a scene that I don't know. Just I liked.
Yeah. That's
Nate against the background of the line and shit. And Nate was just like the epitome of a juggalo. Yeah, back then.
That's our homeboy, Nate. Eidolon.
Paula said I was just talking about Nate the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
With you, actually.
He's been over here like once or twice.
He's done Nate recently.
He did a couple Keezy shows. Hey, look, we'll go back. That was a picture of you and Shane making out in the Dark Lotus makeup. If you go back one more.
Seems
one more.
Like a lie.
This one right here.
No doubts. At all. Zero doubts. What are you talking about?
I do remember this picture.
This is
like a joke for like 3 years.
That's me with my Dark Lotus makeup, but right there in the corner, as you see, that's Carver and Shane making out, bitches. It's always been a classic right there.
You're some wild peoples, man. Free spirits.
Yeah.
Another guy can't put another guy's makeup on out with getting fucking made fun of.
I mean, that sentence alone is funny.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Another guy can't put another guy's makeup on.
You remember the dude in the Leatherface costume? How fucked up.
Yes. Show the series of that. Just show, like, hold the book up. See if that works. Well, you think it'll work?
I'm gonna say there's not enough lighting, I think, at this angle. It's not.
Oh, there you go. That looks pretty good.
Okay, there we go.
So that guy was like drunk as fuck. He's wearing a Leatherface mask.
That was crazy.
He was that third picture right there is him literally puking.
Yeah, he's puking there.
Through the mask.
This is where he fell down. He fell down numerous times. We're picking him back up. we're actually kind of trying to get rid of him, and he's following us around and shit.
Sorry, don't sweat it, man, if shit falls out. Yeah. I already pulled out 100 pictures from there. I need to just take pictures of all of them, just put those away.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole stack is my favorite. All of them.
Speaking of, you showed Shaggy earlier on the golf cart. I remember that same year we like stole a golf cart. You remember that?
Yeah, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, we know you didn't have anything.
But I recall you guys doing that.
Me and this guy, Carver, stole a fucking golf cart.
Yeah.
I went joyriding. You recall that, buddy?
Yeah, I remember that. I think that was also the same year I walked backstage.
So how did you steal the golf cart? Tell a story quickly about how that worked.
Security was like, I believe security like can't. Was it when we were
something at, happened right?
Yeah, something
they,
happened.
They jumped out of the
and golf
they
jumped
cart.
Out and like ran up on people,
but they
like,
left their keys right.
Yeah,
there,
and they were like, good time to steal. We were like,
perfect. Yeah,
jumped in and. We didn't get far, but we rode around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a kind of funny one.
And then I remember we just stopped and jumped out immediately as soon as somebody said so. As soon as somebody said
yeah, we're like totally bailed.
We're just like, doom.
Well, yeah, it would have sucked to get kicked out in fucking Garrettsville. Like,
we were fucking around back then, dude. We were fucking ninjas.
We're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Was this at the gathering or is this just...
Yeah, here, we can show that one real quick. People may have heard of or seen Big Silva. This is a... giant duct tape ball. That's the actual ball, and Juggalo is adding to it. One thing that was unique about the convention center gatherings that I don't really think they've done, I don't know about in recent gatherings, but they had like this whole like array of like little sideshow like things to look at, like lore, you know, for lack of a better word, like all kinds of like exhibits, like we could go look at like old ICP shit or like
probably
references or whatever.
It was easier to do it because it was inside.
Yeah. Those first couple of years, like it was definitely like a convention center. Like you went through these different, like we talked about earlier, booths.
Yeah.
We took one over, thankfully. But at the time, it was like almost like you went from station to station, like looking at all this cool shit. Yeah,
it's cool. So they had Big Silva there, which is they're like, I think it's they're just inside joke. They have like this legendary like duct tape ball, but it's fucking huge. I'm sure it's way huger now. I mean, that was 2001, fucking 18 years ago.
Are they still doing it?
Well, the gathering?
No,
oh.
No, that ball.
Yeah, man. Of course. That's why we're here. The ball, I don't know. Yeah, this is.
No, I know the gathering.
This is our mini gathering. This is how we do it now.
Yes.
We sit around on a Friday night and sip bourbon and podcast.
Three of us do. One of us doesn't.
One of us chokes it down like a bitch.
All right, where did mine go? Is that mine?
Blather.
Which one's mine? I really don't.
I mean, really? What?
We don't know
the one that has nothing out of it.
All right, obviously. I'll drink it. It's all watered down now. Cheers.
You blather? I'm blather, bro.
I've been blathering this whole fucking time, man.
Do you even blather?
I fucking blather like.
Well, I've been drinking because I have none left.
Oh, you need some more?
Yeah, you want to top me off?
Oh, I'll fucking top you
I'll
off,
fucking
buddy.
Top you off, buddy.
Oh yeah.
Gross.
Here, do yourself.
Oh.
Like you're used to.
Oh, got him! Got
him! Sorry.
Sugar bitch.
That's all. Sugar bitch.
Yeah. Man, I'm just beating myself up, man. Can't go.
You're just, I mean, looking at all these memories and having all these chats, man. Like,
why can't you go? I don't get it.
I mean,
do you really want to go that bad?
I guess I could, but like, I don't know.
Going by yourself would really suck.
Yeah,
you can't go by yourself. I mean, if I would go if Tara would let me. I don't think I'm allowed.
I would.
She knows I go there and act like a fool.
We should have planted the seed like 2 years ago.
I know. You know, when I watched that, when did they come out with that, like, YouTube?
Plant the seed for 25.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I will.
Be like, I'm going to 25.
My kids are going to be old and shit by then. Like, she'll probably be able to go. But
she has no interest. What are you talking about?
Why not?
Adina was going to go really? With me. Like, if I want, like, it's not because of her that I'm not going. It's just no one else.
Uh-huh. No, I totally get it. But it's definitely, you're a man and you can do whatever you want. I understand.
I think she would take it, though. Just being around all that craziness.
I think she'd be fine, dude. She's got pretty thick skin.
Okay.
They go to festivals all the time. She probably would enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's not like a regular festival. Let's be real.
No, I don't know what it's like now, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, man. A lot of the people that are going to the gatherings are the people that are our age. There's still a lot of our age. And, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's totally the vibe that you bring, too. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it back then, we remember when we were like 20, 21, 22. We were fucking maniacs, right? Yeah. But there were people... There's people there that aren't that fucking they got ridiculous.
Families. Yeah, there's families and shit, man.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not people that are...
It's like hang with a 40-year-old dude named Juggalo Jed, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's
not like everyone's going and with their bro and, like, going on a man date and making out the entire weekend and talking about Lloyd Banks. And everyone doesn't do that.
You and Carver?
All right, so let's tell that. This is, like, a legendary, like, inside story with, like, our friend group. But, I mean, so... I'll set it up. I mean, whoever wants to interject, feel free. But we got a tent at the gathering, or I don't want to say that because it sounds like we shared a tent.
Yeah, it's true.
We shared a campsite with these guys that I think
it was booked. Like the entire gathering was pretty much booked.
Yeah,
and I think Ben, I believe, kind of networked and found like, hey, these guys have a half their campsite. They're not using it. We can kind of like share with them and pay half the funds.
Right. Because the way it worked, I don't know how it works now, but the way it worked back then is like you could buy a campsite and it would accommodate like two or three large tents.
Correct.
You know, so we could, I mean, like it would accommodate like eight people. If there are only two people, we got six. Right. Fuck it, we're in.
I mean, they're in this tiny little tent and like nuts to butts.
And they're paying like $400 for that site or whatever, you know.
They're not going to use much room.
So the point is they're strangers, a couple of strangers.
Yeah, they're real strange.
I was looking for that Nick picture. But, so we got the campsite with them, and they seemed like cool guys. They kind of like were almost like jocks, wouldn't you say? Like,
yeah, they definitely did not fit. Like, they pulled up in a Jeep Wrangler. Yeah. Motherfuckers had like literally Natty Beast, Milwaukee Beast, like 30 packs, like 15 of them in the back for a 3-day weekend with two people. Like, who the fuck's drinking? Like, we were pounding alcohol. These guys were like, who's drinking this?
Yeah.
Much?
They reminded me of guys that would go to like, go cabrewing and you know go to like a rock festival.
But I will be honest, like I'm gonna regret saying this, but like they were cool as fuck when you first met them. These dudes are super cool.
Like it was like super chill, obviously.
Totally chill. They were like funny. Normal dudes. Yeah, they were hilarious. But they definitely like were wearing. Everyone else had face paint and all that shit. They like had normal clothes on.
Yeah,
I
don't even think they had like any.
They had no Juggalo shit.
And let me put this out here real quick too. If you are these guys. And you are hearing this.
Cool.
Please contact us.
Yeah, guys are the fucking shit.
We need to settle a couple things.
I mean, they made out. Obviously, we're gonna get to that.
All right, keep going. Well, anyways, so we didn't really hang out with the guys though. But they chilled at the campsite a lot. It seemed.
Yeah, it seemed like we would hang out with them in the morning and like in the evening.
They like were making breakfast and shit on the grill.
Yeah, these like. Regardless of them killing a 30 pack a day, would wake up at 7 a.m. and make breakfast.
Yeah.
And they would just constantly they were hilarious. Like one time the one dude like crawled out of his fucking tent, like ass, army crawl style, ass up in the air, like
ass backwards.
Who wants to fuck me in the ass?
I remember that.
Yeah, that definitely happened. So like there's a lot of things that I'm going to like kind of touch on here that like definitely happened. But for some weird reason, like one of these things, like no one believes. It's so out of character.
No, the fuck me in the ass thing was funny because I think it was morning.
Yeah, right? It was like morning wood.
And he was like just hopping out of the tent. Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
I remember I just got up and I'm just sitting in a chair and it's like morning.
You're like hungover. You're like, what's happening?
And it's like calm. And then all of a sudden he's like, he starts backing up and shit out of his tent. He's
yeah,
like,
sure.
And he's like arches back. He's like, who wants to fuck me in my ass?
Come on, man.
No, definitely. Yeah. That is spot on.
That's embellished.
No, it is not.
Sugar Shane is spot on.
I do.
No.
I will.
And I remember it was, I forget who, was it you? But I just remember looking at you going like.
No, I felt like I was like, again, our interactions with them, like 90% of the time, weren't that much.
Yeah.
But the interactions were like with them, like you were just pointing out, are like the twilight zone.
Yeah.
Just like, What is so, happening?
So that was one instance that was unique to that time.
Sure. And then on what's another one? They were fun though. I mean, there was a time like in the middle or end of the day we were like hanging out. We were like back in Crystal Forest at the time, and we were like, oh, it's when we were doing Bush People.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so but we were like jumping out on. We'll touch on this later, but we were jumping out and like kind of scaring people and fucking with people wearing ghillie suits.
Yes.
And at this time, like these guys were hanging out with us and tagging along, and they like ran out, and these Juggalo and Juggalette were like making out, and this dude ran up like this close to their face and was like, making out, bitches! Like right in the like at the top of his
lungs. They were like frightened.
Yeah, they were scared to death.
They got hammered every fucking night.
Yeah, they were nuts. They were fucking riot.
They were there to fucking
those,
party.
I like those guys. They were cool as fuck. They were cool. Super weird, definitely fucking each other. It's cool though.
All right, so there's the make it. There's that. You know that, that?
When did you start kind of noticing that it was like there was like some gay shit going on?
He was part of it.
No, I definitely wasn't part of it. But that thing was weird. Like the fuck me in the ass. I thought that was funny. That was like, I think like first day or something like that. Making out bitches.
I think that was like the next morning. Yeah, like after the first.
Yeah,
day.
After we first met them. Yeah, and then like for some reason. We were at a fucking ICB concert, Juggalos and shit, and they were playing like Lloyd Banks. For some reason, Lloyd Banks, I can't recall.
Yeah, they were into like pop music.
Yeah, they were into like pop music, and
like,
they
like G-Unit and shit was popular.
The one dude liked Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about like, oh, she is so, I love her.
And so like for some weird reason, G-Unit was playing, which like seems so counterintuitive to ICP.
You guys realize that they just like trolled the entire gathering.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. Dude, for some reason, that's why I remember. Remember him
they
might day.
You know what they could have been they could have been like an early, you know how the gathering has like journalists that go there now to cover it. They could have been like an early form of that.
Maybe
they were just like working for a paper or something.
I want to read their article because you know they would have wrote about us. These motherfuckers got bushes and
I mean we were, by the way,
through pop on
the
each, I mean,
the other side of the story. I'm sure they didn't think we were like super normal by any means. We were doing ridiculous
they probably thought we were pretty damn normal compared to like
some of the other random retards there. Like we were definitely normal.
Yeah. But yeah, like I recall like them playing for some reason at some point, somehow G Unit came up and then the guy was like, Lloyd Banks, like that's Lloyd Banks right there. I would suck his dick.
No way.
Yes,
I remember.
100%.
You know what?
Why do you say no way to that? You remember that?
You know what was funny though? When all this random shit would be said, I don't remember anybody else being around.
See, like I don't remember it.
I remember him saying a bunch of shit.
God damn it!
And when he did, it was really only like two people. around. Yeah. And a lot of the times it was just me and you.
I think Shane's just implanted false memories.
No,
I swear to God, like he would like when it was just me and Shane around. That dude said.
No, I think. He was just trying to, those two dudes were trying to fuck me and him.
Oh, maybe.
Probably. That's why you're the only two around when they were talking about
it. But who would go to the gathering of the Juggalos to try to fuck dudes?
Those two dudes for sure would.
Well, all right, so what was the most egregious moment?
Think about it. They
don't even act like
they're probably like,
know.
Oh, we got to go to this fucking Juggalo gathering and write this fucking paper. There's not going to be any hot guys there. Oh, wait a minute. All fuck right. Yeah.
So there's a moment that Shane claims he saw, which Derek's going to say he saw, or Carver's going to say he saw too.
I honestly don't remember.
He doesn't
this.
Remember this. He right. disagrees with
See,
me.
No one saw this.
Yeah, this is a lie.
So this is
No. I'm not disagreeing because I believe it did happen.
Eric says he can verify almost all suspect behavior.
Exactly. So it was the last day, and these dudes, you know, maybe they were journalists. They had like a legitimate like DSLR camera, like a good camera. Okay. Everyone else had some shit ass like had to get
Kodak. They might
you remember
been
their camera, dude?
Yeah,
they
might have been. They might have been
camera.
Photographer. They might have been photographers.
They had a legitimate camera, and it was. At the last day, we were like sitting around in the morning. We kind of all were like stowing around and like, oh, it's the last day. This sucks or whatever. And it was super early in the morning. Like they would always wake up. And the one was like in a chair right by the fire. And he had the camera out and he was like kind of flipping through photos on the camera, like looking through the screen. And the other one was like looking over his back, kind of close to him or whatever. And I swear to God, he kissed him on the fucking neck. I know it sounds crazy, like, but he was like super close. He was like,
like one of these where he's like,
oh, yeah, you could see that. It was obvious. Like, it was almost like predicated, like looking at me. I like, thought,
hey, right.
Yeah, that's what, it felt like. And then, like, moments after I said it to a couple of people, like, jokingly, I called him out on it. I don't give a fuck. And then, like, after that, they were like, hey, let's take a group photo. Like, remember that? You recall that.
I don't really remember.
Damn, I wish we had that.
Yeah, I wish I had that picture too. They took it with their like sweet camera.
Oh, really?
Like, for all of us. Yeah,
I never saw that picture.
I'm sure we didn't. But they were like, let's take a group photo of this whole situation. Mm. And they were, I recall them vividly being like, hey, Shane, come over here. Like, next to us. Like, wanting me, like, close to
they
them.
Were just, you were they their friend.
Yeah, no, I was not their fucking friend, dude. Like, that shit was super
look, this
weird,
is my theory.
Would you say more than a friend?
I apparently so. It was creepy as fuck.
My theory is they... They waited to do all that like sideways shit and just kind of be themselves, dude, when it was just me and
to
you.
To be
around.
Honest to God, like in all retrospect, like back then it kind of creeped me out. But now, like, or even like a year later, it was hilarious.
I think they felt comfortable.
I respect the game.
I think when everybody else was around, they were like, oh, fuck these twats. But when it was us, they were like, oh, these guys are cool.
I respect it. It was super fuck. Really? Like, whether they were they were actually trying to fuck or like super trolling back then, it's like, they were trolling, I remember 100%. Like 15 fucking years later, it was hilarious. Okay. It's super funny.
I think you're lying.
Kyle, by the way, does not recall or remember any of this somehow.
At all.
I remember being super nice to him the whole time. They were super nice
to me.
They're
cool as fuck.
Like, and
these guys brought like 30 packs of alcohol between the two of them and drank all of it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Dude, they legit said
like hammered
stuff to, like how a couple would say stuff to each other.
No
like,
fucking way.
Dude, let me see your ass, babe.
No, thank you.
No, they did. Are you sure they weren't just like pretend? Like,
yeah, they're fucking around. Trolling, possibly. Yeah.
It had to have been trolling. Yeah. Well.
It was hilarious either way. Do you think that whether they were being serious or not, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
No, yeah, I mean, it was great. They were cool fucking people.
They were like at the end of the day, like whether they were legitimately gay at the time or not, they were hilarious.
Yeah, they were cool
dudes.
Regardless.
They
the
were
funny thing about it was the reason why it's funny is because nobody else saw this.
Yeah, shit, that's why. And like to this day, like 15 years later, we talk about this and like people are like, no, you're crazy. Like that didn't really happen. It's because those dudes were so sly with the gayness.
I guess so. Whatever.
Yeah. That was.
Do you remember any of this faggotry?
I don't know.
That was 2004.
I don't think he was there.
That would have been the last year we were there. I think
2005.
I woke up in.
I believe so.
Because I remember one year we had that shitty site.
Mm.
It was like close. It was like up close.
I think that was Chaos.
Yeah, but it was the second year. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
That site sucked.
Yeah, I don't remember specific. Was it like in between, like two roadways or some shit?
I thought Dark Force.
And we were like, we were.
No, that one was cool because it was way back in the cut.
No, Dark Force is the year that we went with those.
Yeah.
That was
all right. So that was also we did this thing we were calling Bush people where we would.
I think it was that year.
You had brought a couple like jackets or like pants and shit that was like a ghillie suit type of material. I had like leaves and shit on it.
Yeah.
And like you wore one. Like I think Shane may have wore one. I don't know. I don't recall personally wearing any, but I participated. Like I remember us. We would hang out in the bushes, like along the road, like where everyone walked along to go back to their campsites and shit. And we would pop out, or we would just yell funny things to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was mainly like just silly, like,
"Hey, what are you doing there?"
Yeah. Or it's like, "Have a nice evening.
I'm just a bush living my life."
The thing about it was people would freak out. They'd be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, because
it was
because you're like 1 foot from them.
Yeah, and not to mention it was fucking pitch black. Other than there was a light like every like 20 feet on the road.
It wasn't necessarily like jumping out. It was more of just. Silly, like funny.
It was like
we would banter. We would banter with juggalos as they walked by, and like the first thing we said would always be something dumb, and it would freak them out.
Like nice shirt or something like that. Like he said, like he the thing I remember forever is made me laugh so much. He was like, "Have you ever seen Fern Gully?"
We were doing bush puns.
It was weird. Yeah, weird.
I wish I could wear a shirt. I'm a bush.
So the next year we did something similar. What you used to make puppets out of foam. And you brought one of them. And what was his name?
Jerry the Shitworm. Nick actually named him.
Yeah. So you brought Jerry the Shitworm that year, and you like just fucked with people with him. But did people like Jerry?
A lot of people did. I remember a couple people recorded me. I remember that fucking clown host that they always had doing shit. I remember me and him got in like a battle of wits. I was the puppet, and he was like dissing on me. As in the puppet.
I think I remember that shit.
And like I was just saying shit to him and he was saying shit to me. And then another dude came up with like a lightsaber and he was like, "Oh God, it's the battle of
the two competing of geekdom or some shit like that. And then I think I did shit to Jay. Like, I stuck the puppet in Jay's face one time on the golf cart, and he's just like, oh. And then I walked backstage. I thought I had the puppet and shit, and I was I walked up to like the gates where they have, you know, the stage and shit, and they like let me walk back there.
Like, with just because you had a fucking puppet?
They let me walk back there. I have no fucking clue why.
What happened when you went back there?
I just walked out onto the main stage and fucking walked around for a couple times.
Did you? Well, who was playing?
I don't remember.
Did you actually have the puppet out?
Yeah. I had the puppet out. I think what happened,
Chuck was that
a guy, somebody actually finally did say, hey, what are you doing? And like, I was like, oh, nothing, I'm done, and just walked away.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I do remember that picture, though. I can't remember.
I did a lot of shit with that puppet.
Yeah, you had it at Club Chaos, like holding it up.
There's a picture of that. We were just talking about.
Yeah, I was in the fucking dance, like in the crowd, just like dancing with the puppet.
Yeah, people were like, they're fucked up trying to fuck and shit. Yeah. And you're just like, there's this picture of you, like,
Yeah. Love that shit, man.
I planned awesome. On doing that every year to after that, but. I was going to be the puppet guy and like make a character out of it and shit.
That would have been cool.
That thing was awesome. It was funny as fuck.
Do you still have it?
Still around? Puppets?
Yeah. Yeah. I still got your issue.
What was the green one? Crumbum?
Yeah, Crumbum.
Yep. Forgot about Crumbum.
Crumbum, yep.
Hilarious.
Do you ever pull them out from like time to time to just mess with them?
Yeah. I got them.
Bring them in the show, man.
Yeah.
Bring them in a podcast.
We should have one of them on the show sometime.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
All right.
So
took all the wind out of the room. Talking to Jerry, this shit wearing. Oh, I did want to show this picture. There's this other picture I found when I was glossing through these.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was going to talk about, too.
So this picture is, I mean.
That's Juggalo history.
This is Juggalo history right here. This
is legit one of the most, one of the most pivotal parts of Juggalo history.
This was 2001 in Peoria. When they first ever showed the images of the Wraith.
Yeah.
And this is a picture of it.
Yeah.
Not the greatest picture, but you can see Jay showing like both the Shangri-La and Hell's Pit cutouts or whatever. He explained like the whole way it was going to work, why it was two albums and shit.
Yeah.
I think that's actually Shaggy wearing a Dark Lotus mask next to him, by the way.
So remember.
Monoxide's there too.
So remember, yeah, they all came out, dude. Remember, that's the seminar that they have that came packaged with the Wraith, Shangri-La.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
They recorded that and packaged it with the Wraith. It's on YouTube. You can find that on YouTube.
Yeah, you're right.
And we were there. We attended that, and that's like one of the most pivotal pieces of Juggalo history.
Wait, so let me ask you this. If this was 2001, right?
No, that was 2002.
This was 2002.
That was Peoria.
So they would have already announced it then at the prior year. Oh, they announced it at the show, I think, at the prior year.
Yeah, but I don't think they could.
They just showed the black image.
It ended early. From what I remember, it ended early and they couldn't show it. They didn't reveal it.
Oh.
Because we stormed the stage in 2001.
I think they did have like a black image. I remember seeing like just a. Like black, like the Wraith, but it was all black.
Yeah.
It may have been like at Hatchet Rising or one of those shows or something too. Yeah. But nevertheless, I think this really was truly the first moment they debuted it though. But
let me see that actually.
Which is an amazing moment.
Yeah, go back. I just recently watched that interview. That was a cool seminar.
That was cool. Like the think cart's green, but cool. Like candid shot of like Jay riding around on the golf cart, cool. Like that's the kind of shit you see when you go to the gathering, you know.
Yeah, go back and watch that seminar, man. It's actually It's pretty sentimental. It was an intimate seminar.
I bet you I can't remember really, but I bet you it was like quiet as
fuck. Dude, he had that entire room in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, I bet.
Like that. Like he was a genius speaker.
If he was going to become a cult leader, right then was the moment.
Like he really was. That, like he was on top of his game with like being able to control the audience.
Yeah, that shit was amazing.
He'd have been a crazy preacher.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of is in a way, you know. He's our preacher, our Juggalo preacher. It preaches the word of the powerful Dark Carnival, bro.
Yeah,
the Carnival.
Got that?
It's in us.
No,
it's inside us all. The spirit is
teach
inside
me, brother.
Us.
I don't. Preach. Wait. Are you a Carnival literalist?
Yeah.
I don't want to get off topic, but do you remember like when that? Obviously, when the Wraith came out,
yes,
touching my mic.
You don't touch it.
Yeah, well, I got all weirdly out of the...
I'm sorry. Don't do that.
You know how he is around phallic-shaped objects, yeah. Man. Come on.
Do you remember Flashbacks. When The Wraith came out? And it came out, and it was out for a week or two, and everyone had listened to it. And do you remember this?
Yeah, it's fucking
bad. Yeah. This guy... didn't listen to it for like swore it off. He's like waiting for the right time to listen to it.
I'm sure we'll touch on this again on our Wraith episode, but since you brought it up, tell people what you did when the Wraith came out.
Basically, he fucking like there was like spoiler alert was like not in this dude's vocabulary. Like
legitimately wanted to murder.
We
did warn you.
Was it when we all lived together?
The
most nonchalant shit ever. He was like, oh, it was about blah blah blah. You haven't listened to it? And I'm like, dude.
No, that's not true.
Fuck you.
No, like every time I saw you, I was like, hey, have you listened to it? Yeah, you're like, no, I'm waiting for the right time. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And like that went on for like 3 weeks. And I was like, dude, you listened to it yet? Fucking for last sake. And you were like, no, not yet. And I was like, fuck it. And just told you. Like, you like wanted to, like, you. I think you fought me.
Why? What was your reasoning for waiting?
I don't know, man. I was going through some mental shit at that time, and I kind of had a feeling what it was going to go, like, spiritual and religious and shit, and I was just like...
You're dreading it, do you think?
Not really dreading
it. Or were you scared you felt like it was going to be over?
I felt like it was going to be over, but I also felt like it could take a turn, like, and them say, like, oh, we're all about, you know, and just turn to a literal religious shit.
Yeah, that was
and I did not want that to happen.
Sure. I didn't have any inkling of that, honestly. Yeah. Like I was just like, mommy, literally I had waited so long for it.
Yeah.
At least it felt like it, that I just could not fucking, I literally like could not wait. I did buy it from Best Buy. I bought a pair of headphones at the same time and I took it home and like immediately just like locked myself in the bedroom.
Yeah, I think me and you listened to it within like a couple of days of each other and talked about it. And then like that's why I was super excited, like all of us like to talk about it. Yeah. And I remember asking him, he's like, I haven't listened to it yet. And like that shit went on for like a month.
He had it. He
dude, it went on for a fucking month and I was so excited to talk to him about it and he just wouldn't fucking talk about it. I haven't heard it yet. I'm not ready yet. And I was just like, finally was so annoyed and probably drunk at the time. And I was just like, fuck it, this is what happens. And he got super pissed and fought me.
That's funny.
Who won? I don't know. Probably him.
How many times have you guys fought?
At least once.
At least once. I've watched you fight at least twice.
A month for like 2 years. Once a month for like 2 years. No, man. But like, yeah, that's what it was. The main part of it was just like, oh fuck, I didn't want it to end, and like I wanted to kind of just stay in the Wraith, you know, era for a little bit longer.
Mm.
Because okay. As soon as I listen to it, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, right. The next era starts, you know?
I feel you. I will tell you that one other thing we haven't touched on really on the show that I think is pretty important, like, that happened, like, around, you know, during these gatherings. During the Peoria one, I think, is when Tales from the Lotus Pod came out, right?
Yeah.
So I remember because we had a hotel. That's right. I remember listening to it in the hotel. That and... the Ride Is Out, Ride and Dirty came out at the same time.
That was
your mic's
such a dope
off.
Album.
Why don't you push it down in the stand, make sure it's on, and push that cord up in it. I think
I think it was out of the...
The thing's got a short in it, so you can't really move it too much.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, my bad. So you had it like kind of... this part was like here for some reason.
No, it was hanging out like weirdly, so I tried to push it back.
Yeah, anyways.
Bad. Yeah, that album, both those were like... huge. I didn't know what to expect from them at the time, but I was like, will they be good?
Yeah.
They were very dope.
Oh, you know what? I think
both of them were very dope.
I agree with you. I think, though, I may be mistaken. Ride and Dirty may have come out during the first Garrettsville gathering, because I remember people bumping that at their campsites.
That may be true, but they performed at that gathering,
okay.
Both Dark Lotus. Because remember, they like costume switched from Ride and Dirty to... Dark Lotus between
from Ride to Dark Lotus.
Ride to Dark Lotus.
I don't really recall them doing
that. Yeah, they definitely did.
I'm sure they may have, but I don't remember.
They did.
But I do remember when the album came out, like the only song we had heard up until that album came up until the album came out was Black Magic. Is that one? That's one. Black Disc Magic's. That was the only song we had
on
heard.
Tales?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was, I said Riding Dirty.
We were talking about that for a minute, but I think that actually came out the next year. I think I was getting it mixed up with, because I knew two albums had come out. Hatchet History came out the same year.
Hatchet History came out 2001.
That was the same year as Lotus, wasn't it?
Wasn't it Toledo? When
yeah,
Hatchet History came out?
I don't remember, man. I get them all. I get the two hotel ones mixed up all three campsite ones mixed up.
Me too. Hey, Sean, can you grab his book over there real quick? The CD wallet?
The one under the Malenko shockumentary.
But sometimes the dates on the CDs doesn't mean that's like exactly when it came out.
I mean, I can look it. I can just look it up.
I will tell you for a fact that when they did Dark Lotus and Riders, they like switched. Like in the same night, we like saw both of them. I recall that.
Thank you, Gibbles.
Look at this fucking thing.
Gangsta Gibbles.
Anyways, the point I'm trying to make here is that Tales from the Lotus Pod, like, we weren't really expecting it as Juggalos at the time. Like, it just kind of, like, came out of nowhere. I mean, we knew that Dark Lotus was a thing, and we knew that that Black Magic song existed. We had heard the hype about the album, but no one quite knew what really to expect, you know?
You didn't think it would be, like, an entire album or group, like, new
group.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I knew that Twisted was involved. I don't even remember if I knew Blaze was involved at the time. Mars being involved was news to me, I think, during that gathering.
Yeah, that was good that Jay had the little hair up his ass to put him on it, because he like heard the dude and he's like, oh, you're awesome, you're gonna be on our new group.
Yeah,
and it was cool that he did it because it made that album amazing.
Yeah, it did. You know what? I may not have it in there. That's the one I let Jason Easterling borrow.
Oh God,
never got it back.
What about
I still have the cover, the case for it though, because I got all of them to sign it.
What are you looking for?
A Lotus album.
Like year.
But I was also looking for Hatchet History. Probably don't have that either, do you?
I do have that in there. It's definitely, it should be in there. I got it kind of organized.
I was gonna say, I did a flip through and didn't see it, but
nevertheless, we weren't really expecting that album. It dropped and like, it was like, it blew everyone's mind. You know, it was like incredible.
Yeah, it was.
I just can't like put into words like how like impactful it was. Like just listening to that album, I get like huge nostalgia for the gathering every time, fucking time.
And, yeah, that's not in here, bro.
I don't know, I have it somewhere. Nevertheless, I'll look it up. Tales from the Lotus, this says it came out in 2001, July 17th 2001.
Tales from the Lotus Pod.
Yeah, so that would have been Toledo.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't think it was out in Toledo.
I think it was.
It was.
I believe it was.
I don't recall that, but maybe.
I don't either. Oh, you know what?
I thought it came out. I thought we had.
I think it's Peoria.
I thought it was released at Peoria.
I think you are right.
I think it's Peoria. They did that and Ritus.
They might have pushed it back.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Pretty sure.
But I think Hatchet History was released in 2001.
Okay. You might be right. But the reason I kind of believe you now is because I do remember. Mars was at the 2001 gathering, I think.
I do remember that.
Was he?
I think.
I believe so. Because I got like all these stickers and shit. He was like walking around like meeting people.
Yeah, he was like, we were like, who's
then
this
it might. Then it might have been released in 2001.
Yeah.
If he was at that gathering, then that's the year it was released.
Maybe. Anyways, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Spending too much time on that. But I mainly just wanted to talk about how important that album was at the time, especially because like it really like everyone was already like knee deep in being Juggalos and shit, especially 2001. What was that? Bizarre had come out the year prior. Twisted was riding their highest wave. Like Freak Show had come out.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was so into fucking both groups. Like they were both riding their like highest wave ever. The Six was about to drop. You know what I mean? Gatherings were on fire.
Yeah, it really was. It really was a wave of energy and like connectiveness,
mm-hmm.
or connectiveness, whatever the fuck that word is. But yeah, everybody was like just acting as one, you know, this one man, where like everybody was just a truly feeling like family at that time.
Especially the song Juggalo Family really truly like solidified that at the time.
Yeah, even though at the time people were like kind of a little on the fence about how things felt about that song and about all the like the Wraith and all that kind of stuff. People like really were connected to that.
Well, if this had come out before the Wraith, it wouldn't have even been an issue, because Which I think it did. Either way, yeah, even if it was 2002, it would have been before.
Yeah, it came out before The Wraith.
So, and Kat says Hatchet History did come out in 2002. Okay. Nevertheless, the album, like, because I think the Juggalo Family song, like it was just the perfect song to like hear for to be a Juggalo at that time. You know what I mean? It really like struck like through like straight to your heart. Like, oh, this is it. And it's really true.
I remember hearing people at the gathering. Yeah, now that she said that, now it is coming back to me. Yeah, because Tales from the Lotus Pod was released, 2001 in Toledo, and then Hatchet History was released in Peoria. Now I'm starting to remember it, but I remember just hearing Juggalos talk about Tales, before I heard about it, before I heard it.
Okay,
I just remember hearing people around the gathering talking about like, that album's fucking amazing. I'm gonna remember every single fucking lyric. Like, there's people like just, I mean, putting it up. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn, I gotta hear this fucking album.
It was so unique, like that we'd never heard anything like it at the time. That was the first time ICP had done anything other than ICP.
Like, I mean, do we want to talk about this album? I mean, because like seriously, that album. First of all, the production level on that album is fucking bonkers, dope.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of the best produced psychopathic albums ever made.
Mikey Clark was at the top of his fucking game. Definitely on my. It was a perfect mesh.
I could be wrong, but I think there was a couple other producers, or at least Mike P might have been on that one too. I think he started.
He was. I think they split tracks.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to think Mike E and Mike P, both of them are fucking amazing producers.
Yeah, I agree. I never dissed Mike P at all.
Either whoever did. I don't care if it was fucking. You know, fucking Flava Flav produced the damn shit. It was dope as shit. Like, whoever did it.
Look, this is interesting. It said, Violent J ultimately did not like the completed album, finding it too morbid, dark, and slow. I love the raps and music, but it just puts me in a mood I don't like. Additionally, he felt that the album was tarnished by its negative experiences during its recording and the tours associated with it, including his falling out with Mikey Clark, Mars's contributions to the album, and his panic attacks.
Yes. That's weird. Yeah, so in the book... I've always remembered that and linked that because he said that was the worst time in his life.
Yeah.
During that era, during those gatherings and shit that we loved and they were the greatest for us, it was the worst time in his life.
That sucks, man, thinking about that.
He was the heaviest he'd ever been.
Yeah.
He was having panic attacks and all the fucking falling outs he was having with the people around him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like shit back then. You remember seeing how fat he was?
Tight as fuck.
No, it was like Jay is legitimately genius in that album. Every fucking verse he raps is like colorful. You can see it. You can fucking envision everything. The energy and like the passion he has. And yeah, it may be angry and negative, but it's just artistically it's fucking amazing.
I also think like having Mars on the album was such a good idea because like it just added such a different like
flavor.
It definitely brought like somebody else.
You know what I want to say?
What?
I know, okay.
I've always hated the ABK version for what it's worth.
Yeah, oh no, that shit's horrible. But he was good on the next on the actual Black Rain.
I agree. I do agree with that.
So this is my theory. The Wraith Shangri-La was V6 Joker's card. I personally don't like Hell's Pit. I don't consider that. I don't consider that a Joker's card. I consider Tales from the Lotus Pod to be the actual true Hell's Pit.
Oh, okay. That's because
that CD is on par with Shangri-La, and it's way more fucking dark and wicked than fucking Hell's Pit. Yeah. If you ask me. It's like actually, and what Jay says about it, the state of mind he was in, he really was in fucking hell.
Yeah, obviously.
Hell's Pit to me seems forced.
I can understand.
Tales from the Lotus Pod seems like he was truly in hell.
It's like his it was like he was in hell, like putting himself in a hell that he didn't want to be in. Where Hell's Pit like purposely made his mind in that mind frame to write those songs and shit.
And when I listen to ICP in that era, I always listen Companion Shangri-La with Tales from the Lotus Pod. I never listened to fucking Hell's Pit with Shangri-La.
What was the only good song on that entire album?
Huh?
Hell's Pit.
What was the what?
The only decent song on there.
You're talking to the wrong person. I really like Hell's Pit.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
My brother does.
Bowling
too.
Balls was it. Was the only one that I liked.
Bowling balls?
Bowling balls.
That's no, I'm not kidding you. And I'm not just saying this to be contrarian. That's legitimately my least favorite song on the album.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
I didn't like the album at all anyway. So
really? Yeah. I mean, CPK's is, I think, is a classic ICP song.
We're going to review that album.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Oh, we're going to review Tales. Yeah. We're going to review...
In full.
Bizarre.
We'll give it the treatment it deserves. But, I mean, it's important to mention some of these albums, too, because as... a Juggalo friend group, especially like some of these albums, like define those moments in our lives, So
absolutely,
especially these gathering albums that came like Lotus and Shangri-La. I don't think it came out. Yeah. We would have went to the gathering before and after that too. So
yeah,
it was just all of this important Juggalo shit happened right at the time when we were going to the gathering, we were just there at the right fucking time. And I'm so thankful because I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure the Juggalos up today are having a great old fucking time at the gathering and enjoying
a different time,
Fearless
though.
Fred and everything.
It was a different time when we were going. It was before smartphones.
Yeah.
It was before social media the way it is. It was like it was like a whole different fucking world back then.
Yeah,
before political correctness, any of that.
Yeah,
shit,
it was a true time. It was truly fun back then. That's where, like you said, now it is fun, but it's like it's just the way people are so connected nowadays. It's like you can't do shit without somebody already knowing. So nothing special.
Yeah, that's true.
So the shit we experienced and got these little shitty photos of, it was special to us. But today it wouldn't be shit. Hmm. I was there. Everybody saw that.
Yeah, I get that. That's a good point, man. I brought this picture out because this is the one we were looking for earlier with Nick on the titty booth. But this picture too, this is the one I was looking for actually. You were talking about Jay being his fattest during Dark Lotus. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll show this picture. They did a Tales from the Lotus Pod in-store tour at the time, which was fucking amazing. That was the first time I ever got to officially actually meet ICP. We had followed their tour bus after a show before, and like I went and like shook his hand, like Jay's hand, and like was so happy. But that was the closest I'd ever got to meeting the man until this time. But I took this picture. I got several, but this one is, I noticed it because it shows like Jay like at his fattest during the Dark Lotus time. There he is signing my psychopathic poster.
Aside from that's a cool picture.
Yeah.
Like just the way it's laid out and the color, the black and white, red shit, it all looks pretty cool.
I had a good one of Shaggy. Well, there's a couple decent ones. There's Shaggy and I got Shaggy and Madrox. And oh, you know what? Here, Paul, since Paul was listening, I'll show this picture. This is a youngster little Paula with Shaggy Two Dope in his Dark Lotus paint. It's kind of hard to see, but I'll post some of these up on the site.
Yeah. You know, I went through this line and I legit didn't say shit to any of them.
Really?
I don't even care. I just go through. I don't talk to fucking... I don't like talking to the artists I like.
I don't really... I've gotten like that more over the years. I mean, back then, I couldn't wait and it was the pinnacle of my life. But
I was like, just like, here.
Anymore, I like get more anxious. Like, we did... Me and Tara went to a Chris D'Elia comedy show and we got the VIP where we got to like meet and greet, which essentially was just a line where you get to take a picture with them. But anyways, like I didn't know what the fuck to say to him. I was like, "Hey man, like I love your work. Like you're super funny, man. Thank you."
Yeah, there's
you know, nothing. Like what, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I hated it. Anyways.
Yeah. But oh god, you got monoxide, bro.
Yeah, I got some pictures. We met Twisted like back or after
back to
show.
That picture of Shane and Madrox.
This one right here.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show that one. All right. I got to go. These are just random pictures that we took. We went like behind the Newport, which is the rock venue here, we went behind and like it was known like after a show you can go behind the venue and usually meet the bands and shit. Yeah. So we went back there and Twisted like hung out with us. It was mm-hmm. Especially at that time, man. Like I was such a Juggalo. Like it was like there was nothing better. I was on cloud fucking nine at the time. But here's a picture of Shane with Jamie Madrox. Both sticking their tongues out.
You know what else?
Oh, here's Shane and Sean with ABK. Here you go.
There was a tinge of douchiness to them that night. You think so? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Didn't you have some pictures with them too?
I have a picture with Twisted. Oh, here's me and Blaze. I do have a picture of me and Twisted somewhere around here. I think it might be in that stack actually. Anyways. We got some good ones though. But yeah, you got Blazes on your shirt and shit. That was cool. Good times, man.
Yeah.
So it's funny you say they had an air of douchiness. We can wrap this up soon when Shane gets back, I guess, unless you have more to say. But I think we've done a pretty good job. But
yeah.
When I met during that Dark Lotus in store, I don't remember if I've told this on the show before, but when I met Jamie Madrox, it was cool. I mean, everyone was cool as fuck when I went by. Hey, what's up, Juggalo? Yeah, Ninja. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, signed your shit and you went on. They actually they were supposed to take your wristband off like after or whatever, and they didn't take mine off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they knew like whether you've been through the line or not. And I didn't take mine off. I was like, oh, I can go back through. Yeah. So I took like my shirt. I had a Dark Lotus jersey on. I took it off and I had like a shirt, an extra shirt or something. I tied it around my face like a ninja. And I went back through with like another item to sign. Cause you could only get like one thing signed. And, it was funny. Like Jay, like told me like, you know, always be a good ninja and like, you know, make sure you always do the right thing. Ninjas are good. And like, I was like, yeah, you know, wearing my ninja mask. Then Shaggy's like, he tells me like about like how ninjas need to be crafty and swift and like mm-hmm. make sure you always are secret if you know whatever he's saying stupid crazy weird shit. And then the point
but
is,
it makes sense though.
It does.
Everything that you I just said makes sense,
but they both of them told me like kind of like contrarian things. I remember like it was kind of funny like yeah. At the time I was like, oh, that's weird. And I don't think they heard each other either. They just both talk ninja shit to me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean with all the shit that Jay went through even as a kid.
Yeah,
Behind the Paint was a really good book.
Oh yeah, we use it. That's our fucking Bible on
the
show.
Yeah, that's our companion piece. We always usually
shit.
Have you ever listened to the audio?
No, I've listened to the audio.
Go back. I've read the book, but go back. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just listen to the Jay reads the book himself, but he goes off script all the fucking time. He tells stories that aren't in the book.
Hmm. I listen to only a couple hours of it. I need to finish.
Yeah,
it.
You legit like it's fucking entertaining.
Right.
Really entertaining. Okay.
I'll do that.
But the last thing I'll mention about that in store is that the reason I brought it up is because you said Twisted were being jerks. Jamie Madrox,
not like super bad, just
they didn't arrogance.
There was this kind of like you ask him a couple questions and be like no or like answer real quick and shit like this. That's when I was just like I ain't talking to these dudes and I never talked Twisted after that ever and
really?
I saw him multiple times after that.
Okay, well, anyways, this pissed me off too at the time. Like as on cloud nine as I was, like I mentioned to like. I just happened to, mind you, I'm like 19, I don't know, 20. And I said like to Jamie Madrox, I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, what's up, Ninja? I was like, yeah, man, this is my second time coming through. Like,
sweet fuck.
I know. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. There's other juggalos that are supposed to be in your spot, man. That's fucked up. Just get your shit and get out. He like really like talked shit to me. Got so mad about it.
Yeah.
I was like, really? It caught me off guard like so much. Like I was really like sheepish. Like after that, I went to like Monoxide and Blaze and got the fuck out of there. And like, it's always like stuck with me as like a really shitty moment,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That is a shitty moment. I don't know what I would have done if I were you. I probably just would have been like, man, fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, they were literally my idols. You know what I mean? Like, and which by the way, here's a picture of me and Twisted.
I mean, at the same time, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it is kind of like that, but also at the same time, it's like, they're going to wait until the line clears out anyway, right? Like, they're not just going
to
be like...
Like, God forbid, bro, you had to sit here for another 3 seconds and sign my other thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it, but also at the same time, like, he could have just been like... He could have just said it in a different way, like, oh, man, that's kind of fucked up.
Right.
What about little Jimmy that wanted your spot? You know, he could have said something a little different to make you think it, but not just be such a dick.
Right. It was I don't know, it's always stuck with me as like a... Yeah. Like, man, why'd that have to happen, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I get it, man. They're at the height of their, you know, popularity during those years, and like we're a bunch of stupid assholes, like asking them stupid questions and shit. I'd be the same way too. I'd probably be bigger dick than they were.
Yeah, I never really held it against them. I was always still a fan and shit, but it always like kind of that stuck with me, you know. Like it was in my like, just like I said, it was. I think it had to do with just how much it mattered to me at the time. Yeah. You know, now I get it. You know, as a grown up. But I don't know, man.
I mean, shit, they were still pretty young back then, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're cutting into CPN's time. I said CPK's. Cutting into CPN's time. Anyway, we don't want to be Jugga haters.
Nah, man. We got to let him have his a little bit of his shine. You know what I mean?
I don't know where the fuck Shane went. Maybe he went home. I don't know. But, no, he's going to be back. He left his sunglasses.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, guys, thanks for hanging out with us during our blathering.
blathering of the hubbalos.
This is as close as we can get to the gathering these days.
Yeah.
The gathering of us. This is hard enough.
We might have a part two with some other people, our buddy Chris and stuff. And
that would be fun.
Yeah. Have a part two and have him tell some stories, and that it'll be a lot more entertaining than us.
Yeah.
That's fun hanging out with Sean and Shane, though. I'm glad you guys could join us today.
I haven't seen you guys for sure. I haven't seen... What's your name again?
Carver.
Carver. Carver, man. Come on now.
You know Gibble. That.
Yeah. Gangsta Gibbles. No, but you need to come for one of the actual reviews of the album. That way we go into depth each song and go into depth about that type of shit.
Okay. What,
tell stories about
it. So we've already done all the way up to Jekyll Brothers.
Okay.
So past that, is there any album that you would like to be a part of and actually want to come to?
It'll be Bizarre and Bizarre next.
Yeah, we got Bizarre Bizarre next, and then we got, and then we're probably still going to do like Psychopathics from Outer Space. We'll probably do Tales from the Lotus Pod. We'll do Shangri-La and Hell's Pit.
Shangri-La Hell's Pit for sure. I'll do that.
You want to do want to do Shangri-La and Hell's Pit? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll hold you up to it and hit you up.
Okay.
Oh, we mentioned you by the way on the Jekyll Brothers episode. We talked about you. I said that every time I hear. Was I stab people? It just reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Like you used to sing that shit and like go around like stabbing people and shit.
I stabbed Susan. Do you remember that? I got legitimately stabbed her in her leg.
This motherfucker's actually stabbing people while listening to stab people.
And I mentioned Matt Professor. It always reminded me of Matt Professor because you would do like the little skits like, give me your tippy toe.
he would always do the like, the fuck off. Yeah. He would call people motherfuckers all the time.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I don't know. Shane's not coming back, so let's just end it.
Fuck yeah.
Well, thanks for watching and or listening. However you consumed it, we appreciate it. Tell your friends. Tell your Juggalo friends especially. Tell your mom.
Tell your mom's mom.
Tell your mom's mom.
All right, man. Let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here.
Call your mom.
We're gonna do anything else other than shovel it back out of here?
Oh, yeah. We're going to slide it right back into the deck.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Peace out. Have a great life.
Peace, y'all.
Peace. Whoa.